John Batts with my colleague and friend Elizabeth Peak. She is a columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business, and she's written for The Hill. This question, is Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, that's the young, vital one with big ideas, is Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman trying to sabotage Joe Biden's re-election bid? I started the column there, not certain, Liz. I ended the column thinking, well, maybe. What's the case, Liz?
Well, okay, a little bit backing up. Within weeks of becoming president, Joe Biden went out of his way to insult Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, saying he wouldn't speak to him, he would only speak to his father, releasing an intelligence report about the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, which implicated the crown prince. Any further pursued policies like cutting off sales of aggressive weapons to the Saudis, declaring, removing the terrorist designation from the Houthis that Trump had put on, even as the Houthis were attacking Saudi oil installations and basically making life difficult for the Saudis. So fast forward, when gasoline prices touched $5, an all-time record high in 2022, June, Biden panicked because that was driving down his approval ratings, goes to Saudi Arabia, begs Mohammed bin Salman to increase production, and MBS said no. By the way, he'd already cut production right after all those early things that Joe Biden did, showing me and others that he was willing to use oil as a weapon to make his point. He's doing that again. Just last week, there was a ministerial meeting. OPEC Plus agreed to maintain production cuts that arguably they could have relaxed in light of increasing demand. Why is demand increasing? Well, because A, we need oil with the world already. I mean, there is no gigantic transition taking place to renewable fuels just yet. The world still runs on oil. China is beginning to show some signs of life. They're a huge oil importer. So oil markets are in pretty strong shape right now. Arguably, if someone kind of were running the show, make no mistake, by the way, MBS does control OPEC and OPEC Plus. Yes, the Russians are influential too, but it's Saudi Arabia that is still the swing producer. My view is he would very much like to dump Joe Biden. The best way of doing that, as far as he's concerned, is by keeping oil prices high or driving them, frankly, even higher.
Yes, I believe Brent crude, that's the European metric, touched $90. And there was explanation this has to do with the Ukrainian attacks on refineries. Russia right now has a gasoline problem, has a refined oil problem. However, it moved in a way that you remember when there was lots of noise about Moscow and Riyadh working together to raise the price of oil, some production cuts. I think that was at the end of 22, somewhere in there. Well, they've got the price where they want it. Putin would like it $10 higher, but he'll take 90. Now, is MBS in charge of the price? Can he do that by himself?
Well, he is the person who basically goes to these OPEC meetings or has his oil minister do so and basically lays down the law about what he wants. And don't forget, Saudi Arabia is absorbing a lot of the production cut that OPEC has taken. Everyone has cut production presumably below their max level. But remember what I forgot to mention stupidly, the main thing that angers MBS is that Joe Biden and his, I won't use any kind of derogatory adjectives, but Tony Blinken and his foreign policy crew are all back in trying to revive the Iran nuclear agreement. Remember, that started early in the Joe Biden presidency. Well, Iran and Saudi Arabia, despite some sort of top line diplomatic overtures, they are still mortal enemies. So the fact that Joe Biden continues to allow Iranian oil exports to go up, Saudi Arabia is really absorbing the brunt of that. So the answer is yes, because they can afford to do that, because they can afford to have to act as swing producer, Saudi Arabia still calls the shots. And one of the reasons that they're doing that is, again, because they really do not like what's going on in Iran.
Elizabeth Peak, she's a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. I'm John Patch. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,